As we begin our presentation of attorneys to be admitted on motion, we will have the presenter come up to the podium and give us a brief statement as to why the applicant should be admitted on motion for the to the bar. If the applicant would please stand at their seat while the presenter is before the court at the podium. We'll start with Drew Dorner, who is the presenter for Michelle Lynn Casper.
Good morning, Honorable Justices. May it please the court. My name is Drew Dorner, here to present Michelle Lynn Casper for admission without examination to the Ohio Bar. Michelle and I know each other through, I guess, a friend of a friend, and she asked if I could present her for admission. Michelle has shown to me she's a wonderful person, very kind, courteous. She's an experienced and seasoned litigator, and she appears to be a very ethical and responsible attorney. For that reason, I recommend her for admission to this court.
Thank you.
Thank you.
William Gordon Jr., on behalf of Marianne Raimondi Cohen.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. I am here with the pleasure of presenting to you Marianne Raimondi Cohen. She has been in the practice of law for 14 years. I first met her in 2001 when I attended her brother's wedding, and she was married to he was married to my niece. I've known the family. They boast of four attorneys in that family. She's a woman of high integrity, very intelligent, and would be a good advocate in our court system. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you. Mark Coakley, on behalf of Stephanie Lynn Cooper Eckstein.
Justices, I've known Stephanie Cooper Eckstein for 6 years when she came to Mansfield. She was a New York attorney. My wife, Heather, also knows her well. She's a judge here in Ohio. She has been an outstanding citizen in Richland County, Ohio. She does guardian ad litem work in Crawford County, where you're not required to be an attorney to do that. She does volunteer mediation in Richland County, Ohio. I think she would be an excellent addition to the bar and would encourage you to admit her. Thank you.
Thank you. Yvette McGee-Brown, on behalf of Kenya Mann Faulkner.
Good morning. May it please the court. It gives me great pleasure to present Kenya Faulkner. She is the Vice President and General Counsel of the University of Cincinnati. She's been a lawyer for 24 years, and she comes to Ohio from the state of Pennsylvania, where she worked for Governor Tom Corbett as the State Inspector General. So she is a woman of high character, and I urge her admission to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Patricia M. O'Connors, on behalf of Laura Noel Jasinski.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court, my name is Patricia O'Connors. Today I present Laura Noel Jasinski for admission to the Ohio Bar. Laura practiced tax law in Chicago from 1982 to 1992, left that firm in 92 to begin a solo practice concentrating in immigration law. She established a current immigration law practice in Stamford, Connecticut in 1997 and has continuously practiced immigration law to this day. Laura relocated to Ohio to be near her elderly parents and plans to open a general practice in Central Ohio. I have known Laura for over 50 years and I'm confident she will be an outstanding addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Katerina Melankowski, on behalf of James Egan Kaiser.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Kathy Milankowski, and it's my honor today to present for admission to the Ohio Bar, James Kaiser. Jim is with the law firm of Wilhoit & Kaiser. He is in their Kingsport, Tennessee office, although they have offices in West Virginia as well. Jim actually started his life here in Columbus. He was born the son of an Ohio State Buckeye. He grew up in North Carolina, where he got his bachelor's at UNC Chapel Hill, and he got his JD as well there in 1992. For the last 21 years, he's had an oil and gas practice focused primarily on the Appalachians. He represents clients before state regulatory boards. He does oil and gas title work and lease acquisition. As a result of his work, he's licensed throughout this region. He's licensed to practice in Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Pennsylvania, and is in good standing in all of those states. I know Mr. Kaiser through our joint involvement with the Energy and Mineral Law Foundation, and many folks in my firm have worked with him for many years. And I can say that he is a lawyer with fine character and good skills, and he would be a fine addition to the State Bar of Ohio.
Thank you. Jerry Lawson, on behalf of Catherine McCroy Lawson.
Good morning. May it please the court, I'm Jerry Lawson, a lawyer from Cincinnati. I'm here to present my daughter, Kate, Catherine McCrory Lawson. I've known her for 37 years. She has practiced in Massachusetts for several years before recently turning to Cincinnati. She practiced at the Victims' Rights Law Center in Boston. She's dedicated to justice under the law, and I think she'll be an outstanding member of the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Trevor Alexander, on behalf of Jacob Andrew McDermott.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. My name is Trevor Alexander. I'm here today sponsoring Jacob McDermott. I've known Jake for 2 years in his role as in-house counsel with First Energy Corporation. He is not only knowledgeable, he's also extremely professional, and I feel he'd be a fine addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Robert Petrellis, on behalf of Hallie Geneva Gist Miller.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. My name is Bob Petrellis. I practice labor and employment law in Cleveland, Ohio. It's my great pleasure to recommend for admission to the Ohio Bar Ms. Hallie G. Miller. After successfully practicing in Louisville, Kentucky and Raleigh, North Carolina for approximately 10 years, Hallie and her family have relocated to the Columbus area. I've gotten to know Hallie over the past 11 months, and I believe she'll be a tremendous asset to the Ohio Bar and to this community. Hallie's focus is on employment law matters, particularly as they affect emerging companies in the technology and life sciences industries. She's been a regular contributor to employment law, employment-related publications, and a regular speaker on employment law issues. Before leaving North Carolina, Hallie was on two occasions named as a rising star of the North Carolina Bar. In this case, North Carolina's loss is Ohio's gain, and I enthusiastically recommend Hallie G. Miller for admission to the bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Matthew Tolby, on behalf of Crystal Lynn Soreski.
I believe we have just crossed over into the afternoon, so good afternoon, Your Honors. May it please the court. Matt Tolby on behalf of Crystal Lynn Soreski. I've known Crystal for about 4 years now. I practiced both in Ohio and Kentucky and first met her in the motion hours in Kentucky. She's always come across as someone with great candor to the court and also very approachable as an opposing counsel. She's now my managing attorney, so I have to say lots of good things about her, but I think she'd be a fine attorney to add to the Ohio attorney record. Thank you.
Thank you. John Steidel, on behalf of Richard Scott Sigurdsson.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. May it please the court. My name is John Steidel. I work at Burns White in Pittsburgh. It is my honor to present Rick Sigurdsson for admission to the Ohio Bar. Rick's a graduate of Bowling Green State University and received his law degree from Duquesne University School of Law. He works at Burns White as well. He practices transportation law and represents many national clients as cases in Ohio, and he would be an excellent addition to this court.
Thank you. Michael Glassman, on behalf of Rob Snyderman Stokar.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. My name is Michael Glassman. I'm an attorney in Cincinnati, Ohio at the firm of Dinsmore & Scholl, and it's my pleasure and honor to present Rob Stokar for admission to the Ohio Bar. I've known Rob for approximately 2 years when he started dating my daughter and is now married to my daughter. Rob attended and graduated from the Ohio State Moritz College of Law and moved back to his hometown of Chicago, but we're thrilled to have him moving to Ohio. He's been in practice in Illinois for over 5 years and is a member in good standing of the Illinois Bar and the federal courts in Illinois, and he'll be a fine addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert Krivoshe, on behalf of Donald Bruce Tobin.
Good Good morning, Your Honor. It is a pleasure for me to introduce Don Tobin for admission to the Ohio Bar. Don graduated from Georgetown Law School. He was admitted to the bar in Maryland. From there, he clerked for the First Circuit Court of Appeals and then went to the Department of Justice, where he represented the United States government in various tax matters. 13 years ago, we were able to convince Don to leave the Department of Defense and come to the Ohio State Moritz College of Law to teach. He's been a practicing professor of law now for 13 years, and that's as long as I've known him. He would be a remarkable addition to the bar in Ohio.
Thank you. Thank you. Sean Moran, on behalf of Bradley Walker.
Good afternoon, and may it please the court. I'm here to present Bradley Walker for admission to the State of Ohio Bar. Brad has been a member of the Pennsylvania Bar in good standing for the last 17 years. He's currently counsel at Buchanan Ingersoll in Rooney and Harrisburg in the energy section. I've known Brad for 8 years, the last four at our firm, and I find him to have the character and competence to be that he would be a great addition to Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a motion for admittance?
Move the admission of all of the applicants.
All right. Hearing no opposition, I am going to ask that the applicants come forward and the marshals will direct you on where to stand, and then Justice O'Neill will administer the oath.
Good afternoon to you all. In the administration of the oath, I will use the word swear. However, if you prefer, you may substitute the word affirm. You please raise your right hand. I state your name. Hereby swear.
Hereby swear.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws.
Support the Constitution and the laws.
Of the United States. And the Constitution and the laws of the State of Ohio.
Constitution and the laws of the State of Ohio.
And I will abide by the Ohio rules.
Of
professional conduct.
Professional conduct.
In my capacity as an attorney.
In my capacity as an attorney.
An officer of the court.
An officer of the court.
I will conduct myself with dignity.
I will conduct myself with dignity.
And civility.
Civility.
And show respect towards judges,
show respect towards judges,
court, staff, clients, fellow professionals,
staff, clients, fellow professionals,
and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently, discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for the presenters and for the applicants for appearing today. We are very glad to have you as members of the Bar of the State of Ohio. Marshal, will you adjourn court, please?
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.